Restaurants and bars around the country are scrambling for staff and say they can't fill even senior positions, with closed borders keeping both workers and clients away. But the Restaurant Association says now's the time for New Zealanders to stop looking down on hospitality and give it a go. And as Alex Perrottet and Nick Munro report, economists are warning the government that wage subsidies cannot be a long-term solution.
Mandy Lush owns Vivace on Fort Street in Auckland's once busy downtown streets. She moved here from High Street to chase the tourist market, but it's gone. Gone too are many of the casual but once committed corporate clients who are now working from home. And throw into the mix the odd COVID-19 scare.
The day the first new person came in through the border and we got COVID, one positive case, we lost three functions for that week. One of the saddest things is all the redundancy drinks that we're doing in our bar, firms cutting off. I think a certain amount of that is firms also taking an opportunity, perhaps, because they see things getting worse. Even if they're not hurting yet, they're certainly looking at downsizing their premises and staffing.
She's having to advertise four positions because her current chefs and kitchen hand have visa issues.
A sous chef, senior sous chef, a chef de partie, and a kitchen hand that we're looking for. We don't have a kitchen hand, and we can't find one. The chefs, we've got people. We're struggling to work with immigration to be able to keep them, but they're all working up to about 70 hours a week to cover that poor girl who's just sitting there, unable to work, waiting for a visa that should have been processed weeks ago.
We know that many Kiwis are out of jobs in similar industries, so why won't they migrate to hospitality?
It's incredibly frustrating when you see, I think we're portrayed quite badly in the media, as poorly paid, exploiting immigrants and things like that. You know, none of our staff are on the minimum wage, and, you know, they get meals with every shift, even for a dishwasher. So even our kitchen hands would be on around a $50,000 salary working full-time. But we've had not one single New Zealander apply for a kitchen hand role in several years.
But the Restaurant Association says that now is the best opportunity to lure Kiwis into these jobs. Because even when the borders are back open, bars and restaurants don't necessarily want to keep relying on the intermittent working holiday staff. The association's CEO Marissa Bidwa says hospitality needs a PR boost.
We also need to look at how we're selling our industry for when we do eventually reopen our borders. When people come to visit New Zealand, they do want to be served by New Zealanders as well.
She says the industry has struggled long before the pandemic, but still 78% of its members can't fill positions, and many of them are for well-paid work.
Prior to COVID, we were experiencing a severe skill shortage in our industry, and now, as we're working through COVID times, that severity has come down slightly, but it's still there and certainly concentrated in the most senior positions.
In the short term, she says she's asking the government to extend the wage subsidy.
We are asking for another 6 weeks of wage subsidy, and we've had two lots of wage subsidy coming through now, and we think the time is right to be considering a third.
But economist Julian Wood, a researcher for the Maxim Institute, says the wage subsidy must have a limit.
You know, we've got this abrupt ending to the wage subsidy, and I think that's actually appropriate. You know, we don't want to lock people into the past. All the evidence from overseas basically says, you know, wage subsidies really can help at the front end of a recession. But if you continue with them, they can actually become a harmful thing because they slow down the person's ability to say, actually, I need to move into something new. I need to retrain. I need to look towards the future rather than the past.
He says hiring subsidies are the better way to go, paying employers to take on untrained staff and skill them up for a long-term position.
There's just a need to help people get over that initial shock of trying something new.
And there's also a political divide over the best solution. Labor says it's investing in free trades training and giving some money to cover apprenticeships, while National says it wants to pay employers an effective hiring subsidy, but that's only for the creation of new jobs. Mandy says neither's really going to help her. She wants people who can come in and immediately learn on the job, not new jobs, but the very current ones she's desperately trying to fill.
But if there was a subsidy there, you've got years of experience that we can train people on the job, and that would definitely be worth it. I think it's still so uncertain out there. I think people would struggle to think about expanding at the moment. We could certainly do with an apprentice in our bar area, but that is almost, yeah, impossible to find. But no, as an industry, I think everyone's still too cautious because we just don't know what's going to happen.
For Mandy and so many other business owners, it's just a question of day-to-day survival. For Checkpoint, Alex Perrottet.